Good afternoon, Mayor, members of the City Council. My name is Jessica Quintana, Executive Director of Centro Cha. I'm a longtime resident of the city of Long Beach and a parent of six children, my youngest being 23 years old. Growing up on the west side of Long Beach as a teen and a young mother, I witnessed firsthand the impacts in which violence and gangs placed on our neighborhoods, taking the lives of many brothers and sisters and children in our community. As a young person then, I feared greatly for the safety of my sons, of my family, and our youth as they move around in the community. And yet still today, these same fears linger. But now, not only do I worry about the safety and well-being of my five boys growing up, only because they're Latino young men, I fear for the safety of my four grandsons, all born here in the city of Long Beach. And furthermore, I fear greatly for the future of all our children and for the youth who live in Long Beach, especially in the neighborhoods where violence is so entrenched. Centro Cha is a member and the founder of One Long Beach Alliance. It's an alliance that initially was forged in 2010 as an advisory planning committee to launch and implement the Summer Night Lights campaign, which I'm sure you all know about. Funded in part by the California Endowment Building Healthy Communities, the California Wellness, the Josephine Gumbiner Foundation, and the Los Angeles Gang Prevention Services. We made outstanding progress on part as a community-based organization to advocate, fundraise dollars, bring together partners and resources, educate system leaders, promote innovative practices of preventing violence, collect and track data as a result of reduced overall violence during the summer. However, despite of our traction and proven record to reduce violence, today there is no policy identified by the city that supports a funded citywide comprehensive violence prevention and reduction initiative during the peak time of summer that we all knowingly has historically been a peak time for violence. I've been told to keep to my script or I'll go off. And with no policy in place, we have seen more homicides and shootings in these last 2 months than compared to the numbers of murders reported during the previous summers between 2000 and 2014 combined, and during the period when the Summer Night Lights Be Safe initiative was fully operational. As we look to our newly elected leaders, Robert, I'm looking at you. Lena, looking at you, hon. And Roberto and Councilman Al and Rex Richardson, we're focusing on all the newly elected officials that are here today. Mr. Supernaw, it's your district included. As we look at our leaders, it's time for social change. It's now to be forward thinkers and marshal resources that builds communities where young people can thrive. No person is to blame for all the lives that are seamlessly lost due to violence, as it is all our duty as community leaders as a whole to protect our children from violence. And so if we're going to win the fight to protect our children, it's going to take our fathers, our mothers, our grandparents, faith leaders, our pastors, gun violence witnesses and survivors, military and law enforcement, elected official and child advocates.
Jess, I'm sorry.
Am I over time?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If you want to give a last sentence and
just in conclusion, what we're here today, and as we're always here, you know, our organization, and because we live here in the city of Long Beach, and because I am a Long Beach girl, we love this city, and I think each and every one of you know that. And so it's been a heavy lift for us. All our organizations are on the ground. We see these families every single day, so we truly need your help. We need your help, and we're asking for a meeting as soon as possible.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. Next up, we have Dr. Lydia Hawley. Thank you.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. It's been a long time since I've been before you. I am the former Human Relations Commission Chair, the former co-chair of the city's Weed and Seed Steering Committee, the former chair of the Long Beach Youth and Gang Violence Prevention Task Force, and was the interim chair of your Long Beach CalGRIP Advisory Council. Those were my capacities. I am here as a victim because on December 14th, my nephew was murdered on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. So all of the work that preceded his death didn't protect him. And that is because I believe that if we are not willing to sustain the work that we know works, what we do is increase the risk factors for violence, decrease the protective factors against violence, and the violence then comes knocking at our door. We have to adjust to a new normal now as a result. His son asks, why wasn't he with his father that day? Because if he were, he would have been able to protect him. He's 5. His daughter asks, who's going to be my daddy now? She's 6. We know what works in this community because we've done it. We know what works in this community because we have the recipe. What we need for you is to support the funding that will implement the Long Beach Be Safe Citywide Violence Prevention and Youth Development Initiative. What we need is year-round safe passages for our young people. Jobs are an antidote to violence, and we need employment for those who are most difficult to place. And what we mostly need is this initiative to come out of the mayor's office, because in every major jurisdiction across this country, violence prevention is directed from the top. So I'm going to leave you with this because my time is about ending. Our founding father, Benjamin Franklin, not only was he the founding father of the United States of America, he was also a civic activist. And I'm going to leave you with a quote that resonates with me. He said, justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have Leon Wood. Thank you.
Yes. Did you say something?
No, I said are the next speakers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is Reverend Leon Wood. I'm the executive pastor of Church One, and I'm also a member of the One Long Beach group. What I've come to today to request is that out of your office, Mr. Mayor, if we could develop a generational plan for the young people in Long Beach that will provide employment opportunities, that will provide recreational opportunities and things that they're not getting right now. Currently, we've had far too many shootings in Northtown, and we would like to see a safe passage program funded, and I think we have a team that would work with you very closely in providing that safe passage program and work with the City Council there. We'd also like to see a program that actually operates at the parks, so the youngsters will have a basketball program and different things in the afternoons that will go beyond 6 o'clock so that they can have some constructive things to do. In the generational plan building, we'd like to see included in that plan other city leaders like the Kiwanis Club and the Rotary Club and the Chamber of Commerce to actually come to the table with us to work with the low income and the poor in our community. We have a fantastic city, and I think that everyone throughout the United States believes that Long Beach is an amazing place. But when you get north of 7th Street, it gets a little bit different. And what we want to do is make all parts of Long Beach a place that anyone can live and be happy. We also want to have a program that unites the multi-ethnic groups that we have in our city. We are an international city, but we don't act like an international city. We still act like a segregated city. We have to develop a plan that will bring everyone together to work constructively together, to actually begin to care and to love each other, so that we can build for the future. And I know that we can do it because we have an energetic city council, we have an energetic mayor, and we have a community that seriously really wants change, and they're willing to work with you 100% to get the change accomplished. So I thank you very much for this time, but I can guarantee you that you'll have 100% of this 75-year-old's time once we get ready to start doing it, because I think it can be done. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, and if I can have the next three speakers please line up. We have Pedro Jimenez, Antonio Ruiz, and Larry Goodhue. If those three speakers could please line up. Pedro Jimenez, Antonio Ruiz, and Larry Goodhue in that order. Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon, Mayor, members of the council. My name is Pedro Jimenez. I live at 280 East 400 Street. I am a Long Beach resident and a student at Long Beach City College and represent Central Chaz as a youth advocate. And I'm also currently part of the Neighborhood Leadership Program. I graduated from Jordan High School in 2013. While going to Jordan High School, I struggled every day living in a community with poverty, gang violence, and drugs. Everyone that was close to me or who lived in my neighborhood was involved in gangs. So I guess you can call me gang affiliated at the time. Witnessing firsthand most of my friends and peers drop out of school, I thought it was something that was normal. But I learned through my involvement in the Mel Academy program and being involved with Centro Cha that our communities were failing us and the systems were not working. There's so much anger, pain, stress, confusion among young people like me because we feel like our leaders don't care. In the past year, I lost two friends from death and many other friends to prison systems. Attending funerals was very painful for me. Watching a loved one get buried brought me so much pain that I was not ready to cope with at the time. And it not only affected me, but it had a great impact on my whole neighborhood. I watched family and friends suffer the losses of these two friends, and these are scars that will never heal. They left families behind, sons and daughters who have to grow up without a father figure and a community filled with pain. I stand here today as a living testimony that investing in our youth, like job training, higher education opportunities, and mentoring programs, put young people on better paths to success. And if I can stay alive, I promise to stay committed to making change in my community and being a leader. Thank you.
Thank you, Pedro. Antonio Ruiz.
Good evening. My name is Antonio Ruiz. I'm publisher of Palacio Magazine, and I'd like to introduce a story that I think is really important to be told. Roma Zuniga Griego, who's a mother of Paul Griego Jr., whose son was killed in 2002.
Good afternoon. My name is Roma Zuniga Griego. My address is on file. Yesterday marked the 13th year my only child was laid to rest. He was murdered in North Long Beach, and I'm not sure if you guys remember, but in 2002, it was a bloody, ugly summer, and a lot of youth had nothing to do. That entire summer went violent, and it was awful. A lot of us lost our kids. There were also parents shot. I hope that the city council is really considering our youth this summer to help fund their programs, give them something to do. As it turns out, this kid had nothing to do. So I'm asking you guys to please make it a priority in the budget to give these kids something to do. I know for a fact that the SNL program worked. I know for a fact because I was part of it. And a lot of these kids were excited. They were busy. And it's known that the violence was low. The numbers were low. There weren't as many murders. So, again, I am asking you to consider the youth programs to try to avoid some of this violence that's going on in our city. There's nothing worse than burying your child, you know. So if you will, please consider that as a priority for this summer when you do your budget. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Goodhue, before you come down, just a couple quick comments. Obviously, I think to the mom that just spoke, certainly on behalf of the whole council, I think our heart aches with you, and it's a horrible, horrible loss. And so thank you for having the courage to continue to advocate on behalf of your son and the issues that you believe in, and that really means a lot. Let me just very, very briefly say that I'll be presenting my budget to the City Council in about two, three weeks here. And I think, I'm not going to be doing that tonight, obviously, I think that for all the advocates that are here, I think you're going to find, when that budget's presented, items and a direction in there that I think will please you, and I think will be a great starting point for a lot of the conversations that you're having tonight. And so I look forward to talking with all of you as part of that process. And as you all know, the final say will come when the council debates and adopts the budget that I present, but also that'll be inclusive of all the ideas that come from the council. And so that process will begin. I look forward to sitting down with all of you. I know the council does as well. And thank you all for being here tonight. Really appreciate it, especially for the youth that are here. Thank you to the youth that are here tonight. So thank you very much.